Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is 40 degrees and overcast. Today's Monday, April 23rd, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. A community economic forum held in Sitka last week generated many new ideas for improving the local economy, but in the end, participants decided to try and jumpstart some old ones. The Sitka Economic Forum was the second in a two-part series of community discussions sponsored by the Sitka Chamber of Commerce and the Sitka Economic Development Association. Gary White is SEDA's director. He was happy with the large turnout at Harrigan Centennial Hall and seemed excited by the energy of the group, even if things didn't unfold quite as he had planned.
I got a lot of vision. I wanted a lot of specific achievable, but I think that's going to come out of these discussions, these little cluster groups that are working on these individual ideas. I really like that, the fact that a lot of people really put thought into it and really are concerned about how we move forward as a community.
White was looking for ways to pull new money into Sitka's primary economy, the goods and services that bring outside money into town, whether through selling some product like seafood or through expanded government or nonprofit funding. Instead, participants voted to pursue affordable housing strategies on the benchlands, to develop a deep water cruise dock downtown, and to develop a comprehensive marketing plan for independent tourism. Both affordable housing and a dock have been tried before and have stalled. There was no shortage of ideas among the 65 attendees. The whiteboard had long lists of possibilities ranging from commercial composting and fish waste reprocessing to outdoor recreation, single semester courses for outside universities, and increased broadband. White says he'll publish a report on the forum in the event anyone wants to try a different direction.
These ideas are out there, and that if folks in the community want to necessarily embrace one of these ideas, there will be champions of these ideas out there. There's folks that stood up and said, I want to move this forward. Not necessarily this entire group got behind them, but those ideas are there for other folks in the community to jump behind.
The three preferred ideas also will be advanced by champions and on a rigorous timeline. Karen Martinson, speaking on behalf of the Affordable Housing Group, listed a number of goals to accomplish in just the next 2 weeks. Her group wanted to investigate cottage homes on the benchlands, to revisit an affordable housing development on the Old City Shops land, and to involve community land trusts in holding down the cost of property. Martinson said the issue was about more than getting people into starter homes.
We also agree that there's a need for all categories of houses, because once one person moves from a starter home, then they want a bigger home and another home and a nicer home, so that there's a lot of needs for all levels and costs of homes.
Bob Mettinger spoke for the Independent Tourism Group, which is interested in pulling agency stakeholders together to hire a marketing consultant. Mettinger said cruise ship travelers ought to book trips based on whether or not Sitka was on the itinerary. His group also wanted to build on Sitka's reputation as a conference destination. Dan Jones and Tam Fondell represented the Deepwater Dock idea. Their group thought that combining a dock with expanded harbor facilities for the fishing fleet might help move both ideas along.
Take the existing breakwater at Crescent Harbor, step it out far enough to add to Crescent Harbor's size in order to get more fishermen's floats, and then open it on the far end so that you build rock out to where out the spit, and then what you end up with is a spit that goes out onto a breakwater that then has a cantilever dock. You have a deep water dock, and you have a larger Crescent Harbor for fishermen's slips.
In recent years, two previous deepwater dock proposals for downtown Sitka have been sent to the electorate, one near O'Connell Bridge and one adjacent to the former Sheldon Jackson College. Both failed. Jones said an interim action item for the group would be to approach the cruise lines and ask them to anchor as close as possible to town when visiting Sitka, and if they choose not to cooperate, seek an assembly resolution, making it compulsory. For a full list of ideas from the Sitka Economic Forum, visit our website, kcaw.org. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled on Friday that a controversial 2008 citizens' initiative in Sitka was legal and should have gone before voters. The proposed initiative was seen by many as a way to control further development at Sitka's former pulp mill site, including a possible cruise ship dock, but the litigation doesn't mention ships at all. The underlying issues may, in fact, be much larger. A group called Sitkins for Responsible Government proposed a ballot initiative in the summer of 2008 that would have required any disposal of city real estate worth over $500,000 to be approved by voters. Current municipal code, in fact, already requires a public vote for large land disposals, but exempts sales or leases at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. Property sales there require only the approval of an appointed board and then an assembly resolution. Sitkins for Responsible Government sought to change that through a citizen initiative and to bring land disposals at Sawmill Cove into line with the code governing all other city land transactions. But the initiative never made it to the ballot. The municipal clerk's office, under the guidance of municipal attorney Teresa Hillhouse, refused to certify the initiative twice. Both times, the rejections included lengthy arguments against the proposed initiative language provided by a law firm hired to consult with the city. Sitkins for Responsible Government sought and won an injunction in Sitka Superior Court, which allowed signature gathering to occur, but Judge David George ultimately ruled that the informal group organized by Mike Littman and Jeff Farver had no legal standing, and he upheld the city's refusal to certify the initiative. Judge George also found problems with the apparent conflict in Sitka's code, voter ratification required for land disposals everywhere but Sawmill Cove. Littman and Farver, represented by Juneau attorney Joe Geldhoff, appealed and won. The Alaska Supreme Court found in favor of Sitkins for Responsible Government in every aspect of the case. Justices wrote, "As the sponsors persuasively argue, their initiative would do no more than bring disposals of municipal land in the Sawmill Cove area into conformity with Sitka ordinances pertaining to disposal of municipal land generally." The justices also saw problems with Teresa Hillhouse's legal rationale for refusing to certify the initiative in the first place, her argument that the petition is contrary to law and unenforceable. The problem, if there is one, was never in the initiative, and Hillhouse and her legal team apparently admitted as much before the justices. The justices wrote, "If Sitka believes there is a conflict between municipal code and the Sitka Charter, an issue Sitka conceded at oral argument is not before this court, the city should amend either its charter or the ordinance." Geldhoff, the attorney for Littman and Farver, called the Supreme Court's opinion well-reasoned. He said his clients think Sitka residents ought to have the right to take a look at their initiative and vote on it. Jeff Farver says that the transfer of the former pulp dock to Silver Bay Seafoods for the cost of repairs and the possibility of a cruise dock development sparked the initiative, but the issue has always been about citizens' rights. The Supreme Court has remanded the case back to Judge George in Sitka, where Municipal Attorney Hillhouse is planning another strategy to limit voter control of land management at Sawmill Cove. In a written statement, Hillhouse reports that the same justices who handed her this defeat recently ruled that voters in Kenai did not have the power to veto capital projects over $1 million. She'll draw the attention of the Sitka Superior Court to this ruling in the hope that it will resolve the issue in the city's favor. The Supreme Court opinion notes that Sitkins for Responsible Government did not tie their complaint to any specific election. The justices do not see any reason why it could not appear on a future ballot. To read the full opinion from the Alaska Supreme Court, visit our website, kcaw.org. You'll also find a detailed response from Sitka Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse. A Superior Court judge has sent the state's redistricting board back to the drawing board again. Judge Michael McConaughey on Friday rejected the board's new plan for legislative boundaries. In a six-page ruling, McConaughey wrote that the board did not comply with either the spirit or the letter of the Alaska Supreme Court's March order that it redraw the plan. Among other things, McConaughey took issue with the fact that the board made no changes to southeast districts. He ordered them redrawn as well. The city of Petersburg was one of the parties that had challenged both versions of the plan, so the Superior Court ruling was promising news for local officials like Petersburg City Manager Steve Giesbrecht.
It appears that we're going to get another stab at getting the district redrawn the way we'd like. Our assumption is that they will appeal this to the Supreme Court, and there's a stay on it for 5 days to allow the group time to do that. But, you know, we're pretty confident, that based on what the Supreme Court had said earlier, that they're going to review it the same way and make them take another look at it.
The board's plan puts Petersburg in a new legislative district with Juneau. Local officials wanted to remain in a district with the smaller, more similar community of Sitka. In their March ruling, the Alaska Supreme Court justices found the board had failed to meet requirements under the state constitution while trying to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act. The justices told the board at the time it had to rewrite the plan so that it first complied with state law and only then, quote, make revisions that deviate from the Alaska Constitution when deviation is the only means available to satisfy Voting Rights Act requirements, close quote. That Supreme Court decision was the result of a legal challenge from two Fairbanks area residents. They filed another objection to the new plan last week, as did seven other parties, including Petersburg, the Aleutians East Borough, and the Fairbanks North Star Borough. All claim the board failed to comply with the Supreme Court order. Superior Court Judge McConaughey agreed. The redistricting board plans to meet in a teleconference tomorrow morning to discuss the effects of the decision and whether or not to appeal. 8 years and 3 months in prison for a Juneau man convicted of stealing a convenience store truck and crashing it into a Juneau brewery to grab some beer. 55-year-old Michael Ray was sentenced in Juneau Superior Court on Thursday on vehicle theft, burglary, theft, and criminal mischief charges. The composite sentence includes terms for each charge to be served either consecutively or concurrently. There was no probation. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain showers, highs around 47 with light winds. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.